Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Simon Constable. He's in the south of France, which is paradise, and we've established that the reason to be there is the climate and the friendship of the farmers around him. And also, it's famous for being a place to be calm in. We're going to turn to taxes, however. Nobody's calm about that back in London. Simon, right now, Labour, which has an overwhelming majority in Parliament, is reversing itself on a non-dom tax of the wealthy. What is a non-dom tax? What and why are they reversing themselves?
Well, this is very interesting. There are a large number of very, very rich people who live in the UK and aren't taxed fully on their income or their spending in the way that most UK residents are. And they're called non-domiciled individuals. And that means that although they live in the UK, they're not domiciled there, so they can't be taxed by UK taxes. Now, the problem with putting a tax on non-domiciled people who are living in the UK is that because they've got so much money, they can move to somewhere that has a much, much, much lower tax rate than does the UK. And so you're getting basically the wealth leaving the UK economy. And the UK needs wealth there because that wealth, some of it will be put into banks, some of it will be put into new businesses or investments, etc., etc. And so they're terrified now of all those non-doms who've got, you know, gazillions of dollars or gazillions of pounds will leave and never come back. That's why we've got the U-turn, and they should have known this before they even suggested it.
I believe this includes the spouse of the former Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, who is not paying her taxes, even though she's an extremely wealthy woman. She was following that non-dom distinction. Now, it's not enough, because they've reversed themselves on the wealth tax, but now they're pushing forward a plan not only to attack pensions, the pension tax that's new, but also what is called the tourist tax. This is by Rachel Rayner, the Deputy Prime Minister. Red Rayner wants to tax tourism and tax hotels that entertain tourists. The Chancellor of the Exchequer says this will wreck the hospitality industry. I don't ask you to pass judgment on it. I want to understand. Labor is tax, tax, and tax, and tax. What's the problem, Simon? Does labor not understand that they're driving businesses away from them? Don't they have the stats to show that the higher the tax rate, the less risk-taking there is?
I think they don't really have a finger on the pulse when it comes to economics, and they might understand some theoretical economics, and there's plenty of that around. What they need to understand is applied economics. What will happen if you do X? So, for instance, if you put in rent control, you would expect a lot of landlords to stop renting their properties out to other people. So you get a shortage of housing instead of making it better for people. And there are lots of examples of things like that. So putting the taxes on hospitality for foreigners will be a big problem for a lot of companies that are in that industry. It's hard. It's a hard business. It means a lot of work. And putting this extra tax on it's going to make it even harder, and we'll see a lot of people, a lot of companies pull out of it.
I have a list of taxes passed by Parliament in the 18th century. At first, I thought it was fantastic, but now I'm beginning to think that Labour could discover some of these. A window tax, 1696 to 1851. A brick tax, 1784 to 1850. Hair powder tax, that's my favorite, Simon, 1795 to 1861. I think that tax outlived the people who were wearing powdered wigs. Clock and watch tax, 1797 to 98. They reversed themselves in a year, I suppose because people stopped wearing watches and didn't show up on time on Parliament. But they maintained a dog tax, a carriage tax, a horse tax, and a burial fees and coffin taxes. Now, if that's the 18th century, nothing's changed, Simon. Nothing.
I know it is quite. It's quite staggering. It's if you see something moving, tax it. I don't know how they do that with a coffin situation because that person ain't moving anymore.
Simon Constable in the south of France, talking about taxes back home.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.